Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An important case regarding a ban on counseling in Florida now reaches the Court of Appeals. An oral argument has just occurred. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Holly Mead. Holly, this case is the first counseling ban case to reach the Court of Appeals since the 2018 NIFLA decision. That's the case involving the crisis pregnancy centers. And the reason why that's important is because in that case, the Supreme Court sided against the California law and in favor of the crisis pregnancy centers on the issue of free speech. And California argued that they could ban the crisis pregnancy centers' speech by forcing them to promote abortion rather than their own ministry, because they said that they were licensed and therefore fell into a category that they called professional speech. And therefore, it didn't have as much constitutional protection. And in doing so, they relied upon the two first Federal Court of Appeals cases involving counseling bans, one out of California pickup and the other one out of New Jersey, the King case. And the Supreme Court, by name, rejected the concept of a professional speech category and rejected those cases. And consequently, that put wind in our sails. We've been continuing to litigate these cases, and now this is the first Court of Appeals argument on this issue of a counseling ban since the 2018 Supreme Court decision.
You know, and it's really a privilege, Matt, that Liberty Counsel gets to present these cases. I mean, because ultimately this is about helping children in Florida. You know, this is not anything about conversion or what you would hear on the media, people being shocked or whatever. It's about helping children get the counseling they seek for their confusion, for their unwanted same-sex attractions or behaviors. You know, they probably conflict with their family's Christian beliefs, and they want counseling, just like you or I would go to counseling for another kind of issue, relational or addiction or whatever. They deserve to have counseling.
They do. And in fact, the term conversion therapy, which is used in these laws that try to ban this kind of counseling.
It's made up, isn't it?
It's made up. It's not a counseling term. It's a political term to try to conjure up in your mind something that counseling is not.
Right, because our counselors would lose their license if they did anything like that.
Yeah, our counselors can't, and they just don't force somebody.
And would not.
And counselors are like, as I argued this case at the Court of Appeals, it's called the Otto case, Otto versus City of Boca Raton, Florida, and Palm Beach County, Florida. We represent Dr. Otto and Dr. Julie Hamilton, mm-hmm. both licensed counselors. And they have clients that are struggling with unwanted same-sex attractions, unwanted same-sex behaviors. Maybe they have desires. They don't want to behave in a certain way. They don't consider themselves or want to be homosexual or lesbian or anything else. They want to be content with how God made them as a man or a woman or a boy or a girl.
And many times that's getting to the root cause of the whole issue. It, you know, it could be a whole other issue in relational with their parents or something, but it helps it takes a counselor to help get that out.
Yes. In fact, at the very beginning of the argument, I gave the illustration that the client is like the driver of a vehicle. Mm-hmm. When you get into the car, you punch in the destination in your GPS. The GPS is the counselor. Mm-hmm. The GPS doesn't tell you where you are supposed to go before you actually instruct it. The GPS just listens to you, and when you put in the information where you want to go, the GPS helps you find that location. Who's made the decision regarding the goal, the destination? It's not the counselor. It is the client. It's not the GPS, it's the driver. The counselors are like the GPS.
That's a great analogy.
And so when you get in the car, you want to go in a certain direction. And just imagine this illustration. You get in a car, you're the one who selects the direction, and you put it in the GPS. The GPS helps you reach that goal. All is fine. But now you get into the car because that car is parked in Palm Beach County, Florida, or the city of Boca Raton. You get there and you want to go to a certain location. And one of two things happens when you punch in this particular address. It just is blank. It doesn't respond. It's just completely silent. Or alternatively, it puts you in the complete opposite direction. You want to go north, it's putting you in a southern direction. You want to go south, it sends you north. You want to go east, it sends you west. It will never go to the direction you want when you're in Palm Beach County or Boca Raton or in one of these states that ban the idea that you cannot have a goal. You cannot have a goal to change. And whenever you have a goal to change, that's banned. And so in Palm Beach County and in Boca Raton, Florida, they have these ordinances that say that a counselor cannot provide any counsel with the goal of changing a person's same-sex attractions, romantic attractions to someone of the same sex, or behaviors, or gender identity. You can only affirm them in that particular direction, but you cannot change them. So now, the counselor doesn't change them, and our clients and the testimony clearly shows they're not the ones who change. They are the GPS. They help the client reach the goal. The client sets the goal. So the client comes into the counselor, and if they're outside one of these jurisdictions, they can say, I want to change. I don't want to have these attractions. I have started to get confusion. I'm a boy, but I'm starting to get these feelings of being a girl. I don't like that. I want to overcome it. I want to change it. Any place outside in Florida, except in some of the other cities or counties where these similar ordinances have now been passed, that counselor can help that individual reach that goal.
Right, and they should have the freedom to do that.
But not in Palm Beach County or Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the analogy is a perfect analogy mm-hmm. that the driver is the client, the counselor is the GPS, and you can imagine how frustrated you would be.
Oh,
especially,
yeah.
You know, you get in the car and you're running a little bit late for an appointment and you've got to be at a certain location. And every time you punch in the address, it either is blank because like the counselor, they have to remain silent, or the counselor has to override your will. Cannot help you to reach that destination, but actually send you in the opposite direction of where you want to be.
And you're headed for an accident there.
Yeah, and put you right in the midst of danger.
Right.
And no matter what you do, that GPS will not respond. Hmm. Because that GPS has been told by the government it cannot respond to that particular address.
So you're banning the free speech.
Yeah, so you're banning the free speech. And this is the analogy that clearly happens in these cases. And so, but it's worse. It's not like a driver getting frustrated or maybe late or maybe even getting in traffic jams or a bad neighborhood or even in an accident because of a bad GPS.
We're talking about lives.
We're talking
here.
About somebody's life.
Children's lives.
Somebody comes in, and why do they go to a counselor? You don't go to a counselor just because you have a bad day.
Right.
You go to a counselor because you've had bad days.
Right.
You've got problems that you're dealing with.
And you're headed in the wrong direction.
You're headed in the wrong direction.
Harmful direction.
You are struggling with things in your life, and you're having these conflicts. And you're having these feelings, or you're engaging in certain behavior, or you're having some confusion, you might be having depression, whatever it is, a whole host of things. And you seek somebody's professional help. Mm-hmm. And they can help you in any other area, but when you bring up this topic, they can't. Either they have to remain silent. When you ask them, can you help me? They just look at you blank, stare with no expression. Or alternatively, they say, you know what? I know that's your goal, to change, but instead of changing those unwanted feelings, behaviors, or confusion about whether you're a boy or girl, let's change your value system.
Right.
Let's override your biblical worldview. And the counselee, the client says, no, I don't want to do that. And the counselor says, no, that's the direction we have to go. That's a completely different direction. So not only does the counselor not help them, the counselor compounds the problem and causes more confusion and can push these people over the edge. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, this particular kind of ban is very serious because we're talking about real people. We're talking about children and families Families have a right to be able to seek the medical care, the mental health care, the other kind of care for their children. But in this particular situation, when they see their children suffering, they can't get the kind of care that they know the counselor is capable of providing. Continue to keep this in your prayer because the arguments went very well. We don't know what the result will be, but we'll get the result in a few months. And this case could be one of those that go to the U.S. Supreme Court to strike these down around the country. Visit lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.